Let's go back in time and celebrate the amazing history of the Calgary Flames. Today in Flames History starts now.
Today in Flames History, brought to you by Wild Rose Brewery. Wild Rose Brewery offers premium Alberta-brewed craft beer across our province. And at their hangar in the Currie Barracks off Crowchild Trail.
Well, it is January 21st. Time for Today in Flames History. Will Nault, Peter Klein, and Logan Gordon along with you on the big show today. We've got a few events on Today in Flames History. The first one exactly 10 years ago today, for the 12th straight year. This happened.
Trying to work the puck loose, does, gets it in behind the Dallas net. Daly takes over, gives it away. They give the shoot, scores! 20th goal of the season for Jerome Iginla. 12th straight year, he got it. Flames lead 6-4.
Set Logan up the field there, didn't tell him which one. Jerome Iginla hit the 20th goal mark for the 12th straight season. The Flames knocked off the Dallas Stars 7-4. On this date in 2011. It was the second last of 13 straight years with 20 or more goals for Iginla. If you look at the timing, Mr. Klein, that streak of 20 goal seasons came to an end because of the lockout shortened year in 2012-2013.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, we talk about how some of these goal marks look a little weird because of the era that they were in. Jerome Iginla wasn't exactly playing in a golden age for goal scoring. So to be able to do that while guys are able to clutch and grab all over you and play traps in the neutral zone, it's pretty impressive. So, yeah, just one of the real, real impressive marks on Jerome Iginla's resume.
Especially when you factor in there was a couple of 50s in there as well. David Moss led the way on that night, by the way. Two goals and an assist as Calgary began a six-game win streak in 2011 on this day. With that 7-4 victory. 1 year after that, it was in 2012, and Lee Stepniak had a night to remember.
You could put on the win column. The Flames behind the three goals and one assist from Lee Stepniak defeat the Edmonton Oilers 6-2.
The second and final career hat trick for Lee Stepniak, which also was his second and final 4-point night in the NHL. As he finished, as you heard in that clip from the legendary Peter Marr, he finished this night three goals and an assist. Lee Stepniak, you can probably put him in underappreciated or underrated Flame categories, Pete.
Oh, absolutely. No, he's not really one that you think of right away, but he was someone who was quite productive with the Flames. And then after that, very productive in the NHL after leaving the Flames, the Penguins, the Rangers, a couple of other teams. But no, quite the run for Lee Stepniak with the Calgary Flames, especially that 11-12 season with 14 goals.
I don't think it's just by pure coincidence here that we're starting off today in Flames history with three straight years. How about the next year in 2013? We talked about yesterday, the season opener on that shortened 2013 season was the debut behind the bench for Bob Hartley. Well, on this night in 2013, it was their second game of the year, and the Flames fell 5-4 to the Anaheim Ducks. Dennis Wiedemann had a pair of assists in the loss, his first 2 points as a member of the Calgary Flames. Calgary had acquired Wiedemann the prior summer from Washington and immediately signed him to a 5-year deal. He played 280 games for the Flames over those five seasons, his final 5 years in the NHL. 32 goals, 136 points as a member of the Flames, including a career-high season of 56 points in the 2014-15 year. That's the 1 year that will always stick out for me when it comes to Wiedemann in Calgary, Pete. Almost 60 points. He was a power play phenom that year in 2014-15 and a big part of all of those third-period comebacks.
Yeah, a big shot from the point really helps out on the power play, and that was what he was brought in for. And at that point, it was like a huge reason, to your point, of some of those comebacks and some of those Flames teams. A bit of a rocky time at times for Wiedemann with Calgary, but when he was on, it was really fun to watch.
We started off this segment with a 20-goal mark for Jerome Iginla on this date in 2011. I mentioned it. January 21st, apparently a date when Flame players hit the mark of 20 goals. How about this in 2016?
Here's Gaudreau. He crosses the Blue Jackets line. Stick handles towards the net. Gaudreau with a sharp angle shot. Scores! Johnny Gaudreau rifles the puck right over the right shoulder of Jonas Korpisalo and right under the crossbar and in, and it's 3-2.
And that, of course, would end up being the game winner. That third period goal was Johnny Gaudreau's 20th of the year in 2016, the 15-16 year. He finished off with 30 goals. So the Calgary Flames hung on to beat the Blue Jackets 4-2. It was the second straight year Gaudreau hit the 20-goal mark in his NHL career. Never going to be known as a goal scorer, but as you heard in that clip, it did sound like maybe that marquee Gaudreau below the circle, over the shoulder type shot there, Mr. Klein.
Yeah, and that's one that he has certainly tried a lot, and for good reason, as it worked for him. And you're right, you think of Johnny Gaudreau, you think of the playmaking ability, but 20 goals by January, I understand, like right now, that'd be really impressive. But at any point, like that's a pretty good mark to hit. So I do think at times we forget that the dude can put the puck in the net really well.
Couple of quick hitters on this date in 1982. Ken Houston tied a career high with 5 points. The Flames beat the Wings 7-4. Houston finished with 3 goals and 2 assists. And Mel Bridgman finished with a goal and 4 points as Houston and Bridgman combined for 9 points on this date in 1982. And happy birthday to defenseman Andre Zuzin, who was born on this date in 1978 in Ufa, Russia. He played just 1 year with the Calgary Flames, suiting up in 49 contests in the 06-07 season. He had 1 goal and 6 points. A former second overall pick of the San Jose Sharks in 1996. Zuzin also spent time with Tampa, New Jersey, Minnesota, and Chicago. That is Today in Flames History.
Today in Flames History, brought to you by Wild Rose Brewery. Wild Rose Brewery offers premium Alberta-brewed craft beer across our province. And at their hangar in the Curry Barracks off Crowchild Trail.